This is Cambridge Judge Business School's online knowledge centre with expert commentary, analysis and insights into the issues of the day.
Chitra Ramkrishna is the MD and CEO of India's National Stock Exchange, the NSE, which is regarded as the world's second largest exchange in cash markets. In her remarks to MBA students, she explained why the NSE was formed and how, in just under two decades, it's become a world-class and transparent institution. It's a far cry from the pre-1992 days, when the Securities and Exchange Board of India embarked on a significant reformation of the country's 150-year-old securities markets and stock exchanges. Chitra Ramkrishna is recognised both as the driving force behind the NSE's development and as a thought leader. Ranked 17th in Fortune USA's list of the most powerful women in the world, she has, for four successive years, been featured in Business Today Group's list of top 30 women achievers. So what were her messages?
My principal messages really are that, first and foremost, failure is a part of your life, which will move you in another direction. So don't overlook that. Obvious choices are there for everyone to see, and that can only give you so much growth. And last but not the least, always ask what is it that makes you come alive and go do that, rather than worrying about what the world needs from you.
Which of them has been most influential in your own life, do you think? Or have you brought all of them to bear?
Actually, they're all very, very intertwined if you think about it. If you think about the NSE, the first principle, for example, failure to move you in another direction, that's really what made NSE what it is today. Second, the fact that we stuck with our convictions and not with obvious choices is what makes NSE a successful organization today. And number three, we were really a bunch of people who really enjoy doing what we are doing, who passionately enjoy doing what we are doing in creating this world-class institution. And I think that's what keeps us going, rather than worrying about what the world expects us to do.
You were part of a hand-picked team which set up India's National Stock Exchange in 1994. You've gone on to build a world-class and transparent market institution. Obviously, you have a strong belief in teamwork.
Completely. No project of this dimension or of this impact can ever be done by any individual. It really requires seamless working together and similar mindsets and beliefs for a team to create this kind of an institution.
When you're putting together a team, what do you look for? What are the tips and hints that you can give to other people?
It's always attitude, integrity, and a passion for excellence.
A theme stressed by previous speakers has been the importance of communication, actually listening to what people are saying around you and actually hearing what they're saying, because they're two different things.
Of course they are. And if on your job you have that need to know the truth, to know what is at the heart of a matter that you are trying to grapple with, you will listen to what people are saying, because it just helps you do your job and your contribution better.
Let's look at the work you've done and your achievements. India's securities market and stock exchanges are about 150 years old, and they split into two quite separate timelines, don't they? There's pre-1992 and post-1992, which is your era. How did they operate in that pre-Reformation period?
So in the pre-Reformation period, they were practically, eventless. The exchanges were mutual broker-run associations, and their primary purpose was the self-interest of the brokers. So investors or companies and others who are users of a market infrastructure were not really in the scheme of things. And post-92, if you see, because the markets realized that the stakeholders were more broad-based than just brokers, there was an approach to create an infrastructure that served everybody's needs. And that's what really made it a world-class infrastructure that it is today.
How did that happen?
It happened partly through policy, through government reform process, and partly through institutions like ourselves and depositories and SEBI, which were catalysts in this reform process.
Electronic exchanges?
So that's what we are. Yes.
You're a very strong believer in that, aren't you?
Yes, certainly, because that's what brings transparency and power to the investor.
Take on the story from 1994 for me then, please, and explain what you've done.
First and foremost, NSE created an exchange which was not broker run, so which was able to bring professionalism into the management and ownership of exchanges. Second, it was able to electronify markets by which it made markets accessible to any number of brokers and investors. It brought transparency to the doorstep of investors. It made access and execution of the markets easy. It brought costs down. It brought risks down. So that's really what the reforms gave to the larger economy.
Have you achieved all that you set out to do, or is there still more to come?
That's always work in progress. We have a lot charted out. While we may be one of the largest, one of the leading exchanges in the world, we certainly want to be internationally competitive. We want to be one of the most attractive destination for investors. We want to be able to garner capital for all the economic development in the country. So there is a lot of ground to be covered yet.
Chitra Ramkrishna, thank you very much.
This program was produced by Cambridge Judge Business School as part of its online broadcast series.